Well, welcome once again to Legacy Leadership Alliance. I'm Bishop Sean Cooper, and I tell you, it is a joy to share with you this week again here on Legacy Leadership Alliance. Of course, Legacy Leadership Alliance is a weekly podcast dedicated to emerging generations and thought leaders for legacy transference in the marketplace, educational system, and religious institutions. I'm so blessed to just be with you again. And hey, let's get at it. I want to talk to you and inspire you as leaders. I'm talking about you that are pastors. If you're a PK kid, a business owner, an educator, and you're leading, I want to inspire you because there's so much negativity that we face daily. As a senior pastor, I think that my stress levels have increased dramatically in the last 6 months or so. So we are all under pressure. What is God doing, though? I mean, what is God saying to us? Well, I feel in my heart, in fact, I don't feel, I just know the Lord spoke to me and told me that he is reshaping leadership. He's reshaping us, you know. Of course, earlier part of the pandemic, I know that God began to impress upon my heart that he is causing us to, or he's dealing with organizational leadership within us, organizational leadership, revelatory leadership, and directional leadership, that these are some of the leadership dynamics that he is pulling on, and that is organization, being revelatory. Of course, organization means to put things in perspective, in order, and then revelatory is to lead by the whisper of the Holy Spirit, to be more spiritually insightful of the leading of the Holy Spirit as a leader, and then directional leadership, vision. Those are some of the dynamics of leadership that God is pulling on because he is reshaping leadership. You know, when you reshape something, it means you shape again, and you shape it into a different picture or a different model, a different system when you reshape, okay? And I think it's very difficult for us as leaders, especially if you've been building ministry as long as I have, 27 years in one church, and all of a sudden there's a reshape, a reset. You know, when we hear about reset, in fact, I wrote a whole curriculum on reset and then taught the reset for about 4 years, and that's 4 years ago. So I believe that we definitely are in a season of a reset. But remember, a reset is to cause the system or something that's been disjointed to be put back into position. That's a reset. If your computer become fragmented, you hit the reset button, it puts everything back into order and put everything back into perspective. There is definitely a reset. But the next progressive word is reshape. God is reshaping us into a different form of evangelism, a different type of system as it relates to how we evangelize, right, the world. We're being reshaped in our strategies, in our dynamics, our leadership dynamics. There is a reshaping going on, and it appears to me because we have not really got the true pulse of God. Because so many things has been going on that are monumental. They are transformational. They are challenging economically. It's challenging us economically. It's challenging us socially. It's challenging us spiritually. And we haven't really found the church, that is, our footage, even in corporate America. It's almost like corporate is dazed by the blows of the coronavirus and downsizing and people losing their job and just so much going on. the dust is still there, right? Fragmentations. But we that are people of the Spirit, we're called, talking about that revelatory leadership, is to know what God is doing. The sons of Issachar will know the times and the season and what they ought to do, okay? So in this fragmented moment, I see God reshaping us and not just resetting us. So it's evident that we're being reshaped, but what is God saying to us? What is God unfolding to us? What is the next progressive word of how we should formalize the ministry? We're always going to preach the gospel, but how? What platform, what vehicles we're going to use to allow the gospel to be preached and how we minister? And I think the first thing is that we must get a mind to be reshaped. The Bible says that we are the clay and he's the potter. We have to be moldable and teachable, correctable and leadable. We have to be the clay in his hand as he reshaped our strategies, our thought life, our visions, right? I said this to the church several weeks ago, that our pursuit in this season is not just to pursue God for success, you know, like position seeking and seeking God for just our portion. Oh, Lord, give me my portion. And, you know, no. In this season, we should not be just pursuing God for success, but rather we should be pursuing him for value, right? What is valuable to God right now? What is of necessity? And the reason why, if he is reshaping us, we don't want to become a conflict in resistance because we don't know how this shape is going on. Because if it's like, you know, 27 years of doing ministry in the method of the last system that God gave me, then all of a sudden in 3 days, it all changes, right? And God is saying, I'm not going to reset you. In other words, this is not just a season that you're going to just snap back to the same organizational dynamics in the church. No, I'm going to form you into a different shape. Ministry is not going to look like what it looked like prior to coronavirus. Everything about the ministry will change. How you minister to the poor, how you minister to the orphans, how you receive offerings, how you preach the gospel in terms of the methods. I'm reshaping everything. I'm turning everything on his head, and I'm saying start again. I'm going to tap into your ingenuity and innovation and creativity. You're going to create something that's never been formed, right? You're going to sing songs and use chords, patterns that will only come from the Spirit. I'm going to change your worship service, your worship styles, your methods. I am reshaping, not just resetting. Prophetically, I believe that we are in the season of a new thing. A new thing. He's reshaping us into a new thing. Of course, we know the scripture, Isaiah 42:9. The Bible says, behold, the former things have come to pass. I mean, we've wore methods out, methods of evangelism, methods of how we raise monies and resources. If you're a businessman, you know, you worked on your models and your systems and you prayed and they have worked successfully. But because of all what's going on, it's put a demand of not just a reset, but a reshaping. And this reshaping demands a new thing. And so the scripture says, behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare before the spring forth. I tell you of them. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. I want you to hear that. Isaiah 42:9. This is for every college student, entrepreneur, okay, businessman, a female pastor, youth leader. Listen, behold, the former things have come to pass. It's already happened, right? And new things I now declare. God says, okay, prior to the coronavirus, that was the old system. But since now, right, we're in a new decade, 2020. And because of the conditions of the world economically, politically, socially, and even racially, we are in a new moment. And God is saying, hey, I'm doing a new thing. And he said, I now declare it. Like, we have to get out of just the reset mind, even though we are still in the season of reset, right? In other words, God is bringing us back to prayer. God is bringing us back into dependency. He's resetting, right, our hearts. We are repenting. We are lamenting, right? We're being reset to that newborn or that passion that we once had. Our perspective of ministry has changed. We're coming out of carnality. God is resetting the inner man, okay? But in this reset, God is doing a new thing, okay? And he said, I now declare it. What I'm suggesting is that we must move from the reset mentality to the reshaping, okay? Because this reshape, God is going to change the very strategies, and it's going to come from the Spirit, because he said, of course, Isaiah 42:9, this scripture is fire, like the young people say. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things, he said, I now declare. And then he give them a projection. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. I'm going to do a new thing, but I'm going to tell you beforehand, right, before I do it. Now, that's prophetic, right, and thought-provoking. Here's another scripture, and this goes into a little bit more detail. Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? In other words, they were missing the new thing, right? And sometimes we are bound in the reset mind when God wants us to move now to the reshaping, right? We got to be reshaped. There are new strategies, innovative and creative methods that God wanting to spring forth. But he said, do you not perceive? Do you not perceive that I'm doing a new thing? And you have to open up to the new thing. He said, do you not perceive it and know it? And will you not give heed to it? He said, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. What you say? Come on, leaders. I'm talking to you that are pastors and entrepreneurs and game changers. All right? I'm talking to you that are females that are cutting new spaces and new dimensions, and you paving roads for those that happen to be females, and you in corporate America, and you getting all kind of opposition. I'm letting you know that God is doing a new thing, right? But do we perceive it? Do we know it? And will we give heed to it? Not just the reset, but a reshape. And remember, a reshape is to form something differently or again. It means you're dealing with the same ministry, but you're reshaping it into a different form. It's fulfilling the same purpose, but in a different way. It looks different. The methods are different. But the impact is greater. using the same people, perhaps, but they have innovated and they have created different modules and strategies and, come on, methods, and which puts a demand on the creativity and the innovation of God. Okay? In order to be reshaped, the clay must give over to the potter's hand. You know, the clay doesn't look at the potter and say, I'm not going to do it because I don't know what you're getting ready to shape me into. So the clay has to surrender to what the potter has predetermined, or what is in the mind of the potter, what the potter desires to design. So the clay has no resistance, right? Because it is vulnerable to the moldability of the potter. Jeremiah 18 is talks about this. Now listen to the scripture. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, arise and go down to the potter's house. And most of us pastors know this. We can preach it like nobody's business, right? Go to the potter's house, and there I will make you hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house and saw that that he was working, listen, at the wheel. This is where we are right now, the reshaping. We're at the wheel. So the scripture says, but the vessel that he was making from clay was spoiled by the potter's hand. There was something defective. There was something wrong within that particular clay. So he said, so he made it over. I want you to think about that. He made it over, reworking it and making it into another pot that seemed good to him. So he looked at this particular pot that he had already finished and formulated, and he saw that it had defect. It was not effective. There was something in that vessel that was not pleasing. So the Bible says that the potter did not make it into the same vessel shape, but he reworked it and made it into another pot, another design. See, this is where we are right now, okay? God is doing the reshaping. He's dealing with the same clay, the same people, the same leader. Many of us that are listening to me right now, God has chosen you. Now, excuse me. Now, I know that it's very difficult right now, and very complicated, because everything seems to be fragmented. In fact, many of us got our footing, right? But some of us are going through tremendous pressure that we feel outdated, out of time, a day short, and your money late, okay? Or you don't have enough money. And you're just feeling like, you know, this season is a very complicated season. You know, like the Bible says in Timothy, be in season and out of season. You feel out of season because of all the things that's going on. I want you to know you're in the right timing of God. God is going to give you your footing, but I want you to open up to the reshaping of God. Not be afraid of the reshaping, because he's going to take you, reshape you into another vessel, right? You're the same clay, but you have new strategies. You're the same clay, but God has tweaked your methods. You're the same person, but God is going to reshape you. Your vision is going to have some tweaks in it to accommodate the generation and the people that he has called you to. There is a reshaping going on, and we as the clay cannot fight against the potter and say, make me the same way that I was when I was disfigured. Because the reason why the potter had to reshape a new vessel is because he saw some defects. In other words, this method is outdated and will not work anymore. Okay, so I got to give you a new strategy. They say that when they put that clay, the potter put that lump of clay on that wheel and begin to spin it. And as he began to put his hands in the clay, the bystanders can't see what's in the clay. All they see is the hand and right and the clay and water and mud looking stuff, and it just looked like a mess. But the potter, because he has his hand in the clay, he can feel foreign objects like grass and rocks. And as he's forming it, he's throwing it, you know, kicking it to the side or pulling it out or what have you, because he want to make sure that whatever he make, that it is functional, that there is no defects in it, right? And he want to make sure that he make it that it is priceless. This is where what God is doing. He's shaping us. He's filling internally, and he anticipates. So let me not say anticipate, but he connects to that which is not productive, that which is foreign, that's inside, embedded in the clay. May it be our characters. May it be our traditional thinking. May it be the habits of the past that are dysfunctional that we cannot carry into this new day, because God is doing a new thing. Yes, he's resetting, but he's also reshaping. I heard somebody say that what lies behind you and what is before you is far lesser important of what resides within you. What lies behind you and what is before you is far lesser important of what resides within you. It's the essence of the blessing of what I'm talking about is understanding that the purpose of God, you as a leader, the purpose of God is within you, okay? It's within you. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a senior pastor, if you are a principal over a school, the purpose of God resides in you. And so many times we put more emphasis on the past or the present as opposed to what God is saying or doing within us, because whatever God is doing within you and you catch that revelation, you really catch the revelation of what the scripture is talking about and what the work of the Holy Spirit is doing within you, that is the reshape, okay? He's reshaping. He's doing a new thing. Once you catch that revelation and you come to terms with the scripture that, of course, I've been quoting, Isaiah 43:19, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth right now. Do you not perceive and know it? Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? And once again, in this reshaping, I believe that the Holy Spirit is saying to us is that, yes, we are still on the in the process of a reset, but now we're moving to the reshape, right? The reshaping. Do you not know it? Do you not perceive it? And are you willing to engage in it? That means that you have to open up your mind, your imagination, your spirit, that is the spirit to receive from the Holy Spirit, the ideals of God, the creativity of God, the innovation of God, the revelation of God. My God, that's life. Well, my time is up. Listen, if this is you're a first-time listener, please subscribe to the podcast. Also, send this to some preacher friends and pastors and leaders and within the community and some of your friends, Legacy Leadership Alliance. Hey, listen, I love you. Man, I love you. Remember, it is better to live by principle than to die by impulse. You go with God and be incredibly, incredibly, incredibly blessed. See you next week.